Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Showtime. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Ready.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
We're getting Ricky Skaggs on this show. Remind me? You really don't know Ricky Skaggs.
Jeff Lutz.
Son of the late, great Bob Skaggs.
You're funny.
I'm so funny, it's almost hard to bear.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
I am so totally turned on right now, I could speak.
Good afternoon and welcome. It is Bob and Jeff on KFH. It's Friday, October the 4th, 2024. May the 4th be with you. 10-4, good buddy. I don't know. What do you want me to say? David Michael Hahn is here. Bob is not Bob. Is at the League 42 annual golf tournament, chopping it up, hacking it around with some of the Wichita luminaries, some of the nonprofit superstars of our city. And in his place, my good friend, David Michael Hahn.
Wow. Good friend. Is that true?
I think so.
I like 10-4, good buddy. That's a good one.
That was a good one. May the 4th
no,
is kind of like May the
4th. That's May 4th. That's a thing already.
You can't really do that. No. And October 3rd is Mean Girls. That was yesterday.
What about the 2nd?
October 2nd, I don't have any.
There's nothing going on
no
that day?
No frame of reference
nothing.
To that day whatsoever.
You almost completely forgot to wish me happy birthday.
It was your birthday 2 days ago.
You almost forgot to wish me happy birthday.
I'm so bad at dates.
You were like texting me, and I'm like, okay. And see, my cousin Mark texted me.
And I was kind of, there was kind of some animosity in my text that day.
Probably. No, my cousin Mark texted me and he didn't wish me happy birthday, but he did it purposely. You forgot.
Yeah, but at least he didn't do it purposely.
He definitely did it. No, he did it purposely.
No.
You do not know him as well as I do.
I don't need to know him. If you're saying it was purposeful, you forgot.
No, he was trolling.
There are no excuses.
He was trolling. But you forgot. And like midday. Oh, yeah, happy birthday, by the way. After, like, yelling at me for, I don't even know. We text too much. You won't be able to find it. We were texting, like, hours last night. I was trying
we
to watch Downton Abbey.
Long time yesterday.
I was trying to watch Downton Abbey last night, and I kept looking at my wife, and I said, what just happened? Sorry, Jeff keeps texting me. He's also with his wife, ignoring her.
My wife got
upset. My wife. She did get upset. I told you to stop texting me, and I was trying to watch Downton Abbey.
Oh, yeah, I was yelling at you because you wouldn't commit to doing the radio show today.
Oh, well, here I am.
Here you are. You said no lunch, no dinner. We're having a party afterwards. Me and you, right?
Just us two. Let's see. How many times have I seen you? I saw you last week for lunch. I saw you yesterday for lunch. I'm seeing you now. I'm seeing you in a couple hours.
Allegedly. Depends on how my Barnes & Noble visit goes. I might get so caught up in a book that I lose track of time.
Can I recommend an author?
You can do whatever you want.
And then next week, I'm calling back into the show to talk about the St. George Big Dinner that's coming up.
Why don't you just talk about it now?
Well, I'm going to talk about it now, and I'll talk about it in a week from now.
I don't think that's allowed. I don't think Tony Dusing, who I think you just met for the first time.
First time. He's never seen me before. I had no idea
earlier,
who I was.
I don't think he would be too
keen. He thought
on
I was
that.
Trying to sell something. I said, I'm here to talk on the radio.
You kind of are.
Yeah, well.
This is free advertising I'm giving you. So if you talk
you
about
it. You get a ticket out of it.
If you talk about it today, no.
I'm calling in.
If you talk about the Lebanese dinner.
The Lebanese big dinner that's on October 12th and 13th next week.
Where?
St. George.
St. George. If you talk about that today,
right.
You can't talk about it.
I'm not going to talk about it today then.
So I recommend you not
talking. Yeah, I'm not talking about the 89th big dinner, October 12th and 13th next weekend. Happening at St. George Cathedral.
I might be able to
the corner of like 13th and Rock. Look for the domes.
I don't think I'll be able to go.
If you've heard some of the other radio stations in Wichita, you've heard me say, look for the domes.
Well, I don't want you to bring that persona here.
No, but you can't make it next weekend?
Well, I'm going to Denver.
Oh, that
We're
makes
leaving
it tough.
Saturday.
What time?
That's a good question.
See, I'm not talking about the big dinner. But the big dinner does start at 4 o'clock on Saturday.
No, we'll leave well before.
Yeah,
then.
And it goes till 8. You won't be back. But then it goes noon to 7 on Sunday. Again, not talking about it. Noon to 7 on Sunday. Are you going to be back in time?
No. Okay. I'll still be in
Denver.
Okay.
We have a concert to go to. It's not an Eagles concert,
say,
believe
it
or
Eagles?
Not. I wish.
Who is it?
Alec Benjamin, taking my daughter. And apparently one of her friends is coming, too.
Unfamiliar. Just three of you?
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Really?
Yeah, like, I bought two tickets, and her friend bought the, like, ticket next to us without even, I don't know if they even coordinated it. We're going to see Alec Benjamin. You familiar?
No, but
he's
just the three of you?
Star.
I love that.
Well, who else would it be?
Well, your wife as well.
Well, it was just going to be because...
Well, father-daughter
trip. We were supposed to go a year or so ago to see Alec Benjamin. I think it was about a year ago. Something happened. We couldn't go. So this is kind of like a make good.
Can you name an Alec Benjamin song?
The Devil Don't Play, The Devil...
God, I hope he plays that one.
The Devil... Devil doesn't da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Was he a jazz? I mean, what is this?
No, I'm trying to... That's the like the cadence of the words. The devil doesn't matter. But I'm trying to think of what the words are.
The devil doesn't matter.
It's not the devil doesn't matter, is it?
I don't know, but
is it
I hope he
even
plays
the
it
devil?
It's the only one you sort of kind
the
of
The devil
know.
Doesn't bargain.
Oh, that sounds like a bluegrass song. Is he a bluegrass singer?
No.
Can I come?
He's a, if you want.
No,
I'm
busy.
Sure, there's plenty of
next weekend,
available.
I'm busy at the St. George Lebanese and other Arabic 89th
You're
big dinner.
You're not supposed dinner. To talk about it.
I'm not talking about it. I'm just saying I'm busy next weekend at the big dinner. I'll talk to you about it on Friday next week.
We'll see.
A week
see.
From today.
You've kind of...
Tune back in, folks. 3 o'clock. Mark it on your calendar now. 3 o'clock-ish next week
I haven't
on
told
Friday.
My dad about this.
He... Yeah, but I do it every year, so it's
Here's
probably
Alec
fine.
Benjamin. His genres according to about whatever that is.
His, what? His hold on. His genres what?
I'm going to tell you what his genres are.
Okay.
I haven't told
I
you
thought
yet.
That was like his genre. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Indie pop.
Okay.
That makes a lot of sense.
I like indie pop.
You have pop. That makes a lot of sense.
Sure.
What about Nigerian R&B? As far as I know.
Is he from Nigeria?
As far as I know. No.
No.
And Afro pop.
I like Afropop.
You want to know some of the big stars of Nigerian R&B?
I would love nothing more, and I'm sure the listeners...
Ibadan.
Yeah, sure.
Q-Dot.
I like Q-Dot.
Chris Beats.
I'm not familiar with Chris Beats.
Fireboy DML? That's almost you. Can I start calling you...
Fireboy DMH.
Fireboy DMH. That's so good.
Can we do like Water Guy DMH so we don't do copyright infringement?
Water guy? How about fireman?
Fireman? I mean, that may be a little confusing as well.
It might be. You never know.
I'm not a fireman.
I'm going to check out if Alec Benjamin is Nigerian.
His name's Alec Benjamin?
Alec.
And he's from Nigeria.
Alec with a C. He's from Phoenix. I don't think he's doing a lot of Nigerian R&B.
I'm not
going
to
That's just me. I don't
I'm
know.
Not
I mean, I've heard a
that.
Few of his songs.
Yeah.
I should ask my daughter about that.
I'd love... Can we call her?
I don't know. She's sick.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Hopefully she rests up before next weekend's
well,
big daddy-daughter trip.
Let's see if we can call her.
You can text her and say,
yeah.
Can I call you? I'd love an Alec Benjamin expose from your daughter.
That would be cool.
That'd be awesome. I'd call my daughter and ask her, but she can barely string a sentence together.
Well, she's only 12. So
yeah, right. Exactly.
It gets tough.
Yeah, right.
Your daughter's what, 3 now? 4?
I have 2. I have an almost 4-year-old and an almost 2.5-year-old.
2 daughters, that's right.
I have 2 daughters and a son. Yeah.
Good kid.
I tried to name him Jeffrey, but Emily wasn't having it.
Did you?
No.
How hard did you push for that?
Not that hard.
Do you want to know what we have on the show today?
I'd love to.
At 2:25, did you know, David?
Jeffrey.
I don't know your name as much as I know your initials.
Right.
That Haven not only is undefeated.
I did know that.
4-0 for the first time
since 1995.
Since 95.
Like
Where'd you read that?
I did my prep.
And they have 2 head coaches.
I did not know that before today either. That's wild.
Did I put that in the...
Is this the office?
They have 2 coaches. They don't
I'm
have
excited
a,
about this. What'd she say?
She said, dang it, no, in an apartment tour.
What does that even mean? Is she sick or is she not?
She's sick.
Your wife is flaking on my birthday party tonight.
Yeah, she is.
She is. Because this whole I'm doing an apartment tour, she's not going on her way to Manhattan.
No, my daughter's sick.
Who did you text?
My daughter.
Yeah, I'm saying she's faking being sick. Shannon's faking it to avoid my birthday party because she's not going to an apartment tour if she's sick.
You know what she needs to not be doing?
And I'd tell her this to her face if she called.
Okay.
She needs to not be doing apartment tours, and here's why.
Why?
She has no money.
Didn't she just start school? Isn't she in a place?
Live in the dorms for a year.
Is she trying to switch now before
the... I don't know, but here's the kicker.
Okay.
I don't know if this is the kicker. It might be just the middle of the story.
Talk to me.
I don't like her roommate at all.
Really? Just put that out there.
Not a good
person. What if she's listening?
No, I hope she is.
Do you really?
I don't like her.
Name drop her.
Ashlyn? What am I going to do? Not name drop her? You told me. I don't know her last name.
I am Ron Burgundy.
Pretty sure it's Ashlyn.
Okay. Is she from around here?
No.
Are her parents listening?
I think she's from one of the neighboring states. I want to say
name the state. Missouri.
It might be Missouri. I don't know. It might be Nebraska, for all I know. It might be Arkansas, which is not a neighboring state, but it's close.
Arkansas.
Anyway, this has been a discombobulated.
What are we doing today? I told you I'm matching your energy today.
You have.
I told you.
And I appreciate that. The last time you didn't.
No, I'm ready.
The show suffered.
Yeah, we're ready.
Hey, we're having both of those coaches on the show today from Haven.
Can't wait.
Drew, it could be Thalman, or I bet it's Thalman, but we'll ask.
I think it's Thalman.
Really?
Let's put some bets on it.
Do you know for sure?
I have no idea.
Played at K-State.
Let's not talk about it.
We can set up who we're talking to.
He allegedly played for K-State. I'm pretty sure he did.
If not, it's a different
If you look
guy
at the roster from 2000, his name's on there and it says from Haven. It seems likely because he went to Haven. I knew that.
Well, then who else would it be?
The other Drew Thalman.
And Thomas Cooprider is the other one.
Right.
And they're 4-0. The Wildcats. They have a big game tonight against Garden Plain.
Thomas Cooprider's Falcony photo is pretty funny. You should look it up.
You looked up all this stuff?
I'm ready, baby.
Man, you actually prepare. I just go off the cuff.
I'm prepared.
I get ready. I say, why do you guys have two coaches? That's my question.
That's your question. And then it's going to come to me, and I'm going to say, in 1983, you were running down the street. I don't know.
I kind of ease into it a little bit.
I got some stuff.
At 2:45, we'll talk. We'll talk stuff.
Okay.
But at 3 o'clock, you have a game. Maybe two.
Maybe two games.
Could it be two games?
Could be two games. And it's going to be a game slash games that I think the listeners can play along in their own heads. They can play along a little bit.
Well, I would hope.
Yeah. I mean, most of the games, but
we try to be a little interactive on this show.
Yeah, but
a little listener friendly.
I'm excited. I think they're going to be fun. They're kind of internet-based. They're trendy. They're trendy.
Really?
They're based on... You're going to like
it. Is it a competition game? Will I win or lose?
Yes.
Really?
I mean, sure. I'll give you a high five if you get so many correctly.
I like winning or losing.
I haven't put a score on it, but I can between now
and
3
o'clock. So there are correct and incorrect.
Yes.
So I could be wrong and I could be right.
Correct, yes.
This isn't an opinion game.
No. These are all... Both games are factual.
Knowledge-based.
Knowledge. One's definitely knowledge-based. The other one is technically opinion-based, but there is an answer.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I look forward to these two games. Can Max play?
He could play.
Along in his head, right, with everybody else?
No, he could get on the mic. I don't care.
And we'll see. I'm not sure if I want to do that. At 3:25, Joanna Chadwick from Vipe Magazine. Vipe Magazine sitting
right there
in front of you.
Right
but,
here.
But I would challenge you to say you don't need it because you have the Friday Five.
I've read the Friday Five. It's a fantastic little... Was it a blog? What is it? An article?
No, it's just a little article.
Little article that I found on a website earlier. It's really well written.
Catchatkansas.com, KWCH.com. If you want a little inside look into what I deemed to be the five best games in the Wichita area this week, they include
Haven.
David Michael Hahn.
Haven's
in it. And we will also later talk about a team that has not allowed a point this season.
Wild.
A team that for, I believe, 8 straight years?
Suffered.
In this century?
Suffered.
Going into, 2021, even.
And spoilers, it's not my alma mater.
0 wins.
Not my alma mater. It wasn't 0 wins.
No, they had, 8 straight winless seasons.
Winless?
Yeah, 0 wins.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
And they went 11-138 over a 17-season period.
Well, it's not my alma mater, so.
Well, it could be. They're 0-4, Wichita Independent.
Yeah, they're not.
What's going on over there?
With what in regard?
Well, they're not really in a league. They got kicked out of a league.
Allegedly.
They're not really in a classification.
Purportedly.
They're barely in Keisha.
Purportedly.
But they won the state championship in girls basketball. And there was supposed to be this emphasis on athletics, but football, they stink. What's up?
You want me to call the coach?
No, I want you to offer an opinion.
I got nothing. I've not been paying attention. I am golfing in their charity golf tournament next week.
So you feel like you probably won't get an invite if you tell the truth about their football program.
I've already paid the fee, so I'm in. I don't know anything about the football.
They paid the fee to be in the Central Plains League.
Is there a fee?
I don't know.
I would imagine there's... Well, is there a fee? It's a good question.
There has to be a fee to be in the league, right?
I would... Who's running this league? Is there a board of directors?
There has to be.
Is this a nonprofit?
I have no idea.
Are we going into my job? Look at me. I'm wearing my job today. Wanted to represent creative planning. Shout out if you guys need a tax attorney.
Stop that.
Give me a call.
The commissioner is David Edlow. We should call him.
Eddie.
Of the, it might be John Meese.
Wow. This is where it is.
Did you know this is the most important month of my life that we're in right now? October 2024, the biggest month of my life.
I mean, because of my birthday?
That's part of it.
Okay.
It's the last part.
Sure.
It is.
It's part.
But we have the Guardians now in the playoffs.
Right.
They begin tomorrow. That's where a lot of this nervous kind of...
You are a little nervous.
Off-the-wall energy comes from. I'm very nervous.
You've been very off-the-wall.
I was off the wall last night while we were texting.
Yeah, it was a little...
I was trying to watch
Downton Abbey.
How do you say it?
Downton.
Downton?
Yeah. Downton Abbey.
You don't say Downton?
See, I can't do... If I'm watching dramas now, it has to be a period piece.
Why?
I just can't handle modern dramas. I need the period piece.
Name a modern drama.
Anything that's on TV right now. The hospital shows.
You don't like those?
No. I don't watch them. This Is Us. I watched some of that.
Did you watch Parenthood back in the day?
No.
Did you miss out on Parenthood?
Was it a period piece?
No.
But no.
It's maybe one of the best shows in the history of television.
Wasn't it sort of a comedy? Was it a dramedy?
This is a little of both, yeah.
Yeah.
You should go back and get the DVDs.
What's going on about your October, though?
The Guardians are in the playoffs.
You're
that begins tomorrow.
Your like third favorite band?
Yeah, third. The Eagles perform at the Sphere. They've already performed there, but I'll be there in 2 weeks for two shows.
You mean Denver next week?
Denver four.
Then back to Wichita.
Yeah.
And then you're driving to Vegas?
No, we're flying to
Vegas.
You're
flying to Vegas?
I know. I don't want to fly,
man. Wait a minute. Hold the phone. You're flying?
Yes.
For those that don't know, Jeff is not a big frequent flyer.
I hate flying.
You are not a flyer. This is startling.
Oh, I was a flyer for the first half of my life. I flew all the time because I went to visit my mother in Ohio.
You're not a flyer anymore, though.
I don't like flying anymore. I don't want to do it. Not excited about it.
Who's going to hold your hand?
I'll be fine. I just don't want to do it. But when I land in Vegas and I'm like, I already got dinner reserved for Thursday night. What is that place called?
Are you going to gamble any money?
No.
Oh, my God. Are you going to drink?
Absolutely not.
So you're going to Vegas. You're not going to drink. You're not going to gamble. You're just going to see the Eagles.
And we're going to go to dinner.
Somewhere.
At Yardbird.
Oh, great choice.
Have you ever been there?
Never heard of it.
It's apparently, you know, my wife has the wheat allergy.
I'm familiar.
Apparently the best gluten-free fried chicken on the planet.
I'm in. I'll be there.
Sounds pretty good.
She can res for two or three.
Two. She wants me to kind of dress up, though. What do you think about that?
We've talked about you dressing up on the show before.
Doesn't happen.
At least lose the hat.
That's a possibility.
Or get like a fedora.
Ooh.
That
now you're talking.
Now we're talking.
Now a little, piecing together.
You could rock. You could rock a fedora.
You want me to wear a hat tonight to the party? Well,
you
I
will.
Can't because I'm not going home.
Yeah, I mean, you could take it off. It's not like you have hair.
Like a hat, not a cap. Not a baseball
this
cap.
This is a cap, not a hat?
Yeah.
You can wear the cap. I thought you were going to say you don't want to mess up your hair. And I'm like, I don't.
Well, I'm not going to go home.
There's not a lot of that.
I can't go all the way back home and then come all the way back out to the east side.
You could. I mean, you got plenty of time.
Did you think of maybe doing a more centralized location?
No. And honestly, I'm excited for it. It's going to be a good time. It just coincided with my birthday, so it became my birthday party. Like, we were going to do it anyway.
Who's we?
Oh, me and my friend Vanessa.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. She may not even be able to make it now.
Isn't it her party?
It's my party. And my sister-in-law's, I should clarify. It's a podcast meetup / birthday party for the two of us.
Who's what podcast?
The Siblings-in-Law.
You don't have a...
I have a podcast called Siblings-in-Law.
When's the last episode?
Well, it's been a while. Yeah, that's fair. It's my sister-in-law's fault, I will admit. She's on her way from Manhattan right now. And yeah, her and I have a podcast. It was her birthday yesterday, so we share a birthday, basically, even though it's two different days.
There you have it. Also, my 14th anniversary, October 20th. Just a lot going on this month. Maybe last time I ever see the Eagles, maybe the Guardians win the World Series. I mean, this could be it for me. We're setting up for a massive...
massive October.
Massive October. And right now, we're going to take a break.
Okay.
And I wonder if Max heard me.
I did.
He did.
Of course he did.
He's clicking around
doing other stuff.
He's doing his thing. He's clicking around.
He multitasks.
I suppose he multitasks. We will take a break right now. There's the music. We're going to come back and talk with Drew Thalman, or Tallman, and Thomas Cooprider. They are the co-head coaches of the 4-0 Haven Wildcats football team. They got a big one tonight against Garden Plain. We'll catch up with them on game day. Just here in a few minutes, David Michael Hahn is the guy you hear needlessly clapping. Bob out today. I'm Jeff. Max Power takes us to break. It's Bob and Jeff on KFH.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled-up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night,
pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show on 97.
Sound like maybe there's some ulterior feelings and emotions.
Well, you know, back in the day, it was either you either liked NSYNC or Backstreet Boys, or you liked Britney Spears or Christina Aguilera. I was a Christina Aguilera guy. To be truthful,
you couldn't
though,
like both.
To be truthful, though, I like Britney Spears better now. So,
oh, who wouldn't?
Yeah.
All right. By the way, that song was called "Keeps Getting Better." Let's go to the IHOP hotline and talk to the head coaches of the Haven Wildcats football team. Haven 4-0. They have Garden Plain in a big one tonight. We're talking about Drew Thalman and Thomas Cooprider. First, Drew, did I get your name right? Do we pronounce the H in there?
You do not pronounce the H.
Gosh, dang it. Thalman, I apologize.
Yeah, I lost the bet.
All right, it's Drew Thalman and Thomas Cooprider. I guess this one's for both of you guys. This experiment of co-head coaches been going on for a couple years now. Where did that come from? How do you guys feel like it's working? And how long might it last? You can start us, Drew.
It's gone really well. I think the misconception maybe of football coaches is they have too big of an ego to make something like this work, but neither one of us do. Our head coach at the time left kind of late in the year, and both of us were here, both of our assistants on staff. And, at the beginning of May, I think we both said, hey, you know, this is something we're going to have to do. So, it's been really good and look forward to continuing it, I think.
What about you, Thomas?
Yeah, I mean, the same. I just what he said, it works really well. Before he was calling the offense and I was calling the defense, so we just kind of slid into those roles as co-head coach. He still calls the offense, I still call the defense, and we get the luxury now of splitting all the other non-football things between us.
You guys kind of have this unique perspective going on here, and I think that you kind of transition that into also this kind of unique opportunity to be there for the kids, right? I mean, I read a few articles about you guys. You guys really seem to want to bond with the team, be there for them, support them more than just as coaches. And as somebody who played high school football myself and is still friends with some of my coaches, I mean, how important that is to the program and turning things around?
Well, it's huge. I mean, I think that's why both of us got into this. I mean, we got into it, yeah, to be around the game and to hopefully win games and do that, but it's about the relationships with the guys and having this co-head coaching situation. Not one of us always has to be the bad guy. There's days where he's feeling a little red about something, so he goes and I kind of, clean up the mess and vice versa. So it allows us to still really make good, almost assistant coach-like connections with the kids.
Talking with Drew Tallman and Thomas Cooprider, they are the co-head coaches of Haven, which is 4-0 to start the season for the first time in a long time. And you had avenged a loss already to Hillsboro. You beat them 51-13 earlier this year. You got another chance to avenge a loss to Garden Plain in a game tonight. So what's gone so right for this team to where you're starting 4-0? Haven, not a team traditionally that has had a ton of success in football. Why is it happening for you this year, Drew?
We've got a really good group of seniors that just really like football. I think we've got 13 seniors on the team, and they've been in our program, most of them, for the entire time. Some of the younger guys that have stepped up, they've been running our stuff through youth football, and so a lot of it's not new to them. But you know, they get along really well. They're fun to be around, and they really like playing football.
Now, you guys, Jeff kind of alluded to this. You just kind of said it. I mean, you guys are 4-0 for the first time in a while, but I believe your middle school team is also 4-0. I mean, we're talking about the present here, but let's look at the future a little bit. How excited are you guys kind of about this program that you're building and where it's headed?
I mean, we're very excited. Like Drew said, we've got a lot of people excited about football. We've got kids excited about it. We've got parents excited about it. I mean, our summer program stuff is the best that it's ever been. And it's been building over the last, 6 years since we kind of took over. But it's a lot of fun to be around. It's a fun program to be in right now.
Talking with Haven head coaches Thomas Cooprider and Drew Tallman, they are in their sixth year of coaching Haven together. They've started 4-0 Garden Plain tonight. So tell us about that game and that challenge. Garden Plain is 2-2, but their losses have both come to state champions from last year, Cheney and Conway Springs. That's a challenge, right? What do you expect tonight?
Yeah, they're going to be physical. They're going to be big. They're going to be strong. I don't know. Can you hear the drums from the pep rally?
We can. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, they're coming around the corner now, but they're. I mean, they're going to be Garden Plain, and Garden Plain does that type of thing. They just try and mash you and pound you, and then they'll try and catch you sleeping with one over the top. But they're a really good team. Like you said, they've lost to 1A state champ, 3A state champ, so. Their 2-2 is a pretty good 2-2.
I played against a little Garden Plain back in my days, the Logan Dold era, and they were big and physical, and I'm still a little bruised from it, and that's been a few years. But this one's for Coach Tallman specifically, assuming you are the Coach Tallman, Drew Tallman, that apparently is involved with the loudest moment in Bill Snyder family stadium history. Is that true?
Some people say yes. Yeah.
So tell me about I want to know about this big blocked punt that you had, and then I want to know how often you're dropping that fact in the locker room for the boys.
They'll see something on Twitter or something like that every now and then and ask about it. But yeah, that was that was my junior year up there at K-State, and I was fortunate enough to be able to walk on in '97 up there and make my way to special teams. The next year after I was done redshirting and got to play a lot of special teams. And so I was on I was on all four special teams by the time I was a senior. And, that was it would have been really neat if we would have won that game. it's kind of an
I didn't mention that part. I'm an OSU guy, so I would have loved if you had won that game. But,
yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. So – you guys back in 2020 finished 8-3, had a couple playoff wins in that season. So you know what it's like to have a good team at Haven and to have success. So what is that like, and what is it like this year so far, starting 4-0? I imagine the whole town's behind you.
Oh yeah, I mean the buzz is huge. These guys were, I believe, like these seniors and juniors were 7th and 8th graders when we did that in 2020. And, they looked up to those guys and they started talking about it about a little over a year ago, not this last summer, but 2 summers ago. They started talking about by the time they were seniors, they wanted to be good and they wanted to go win in the playoffs and they wanted to make a run. And, And really, they did everything they needed to help get us to that point. So, yeah, they're a lot of fun to be around and coach and go play with on Friday nights.
So before we let you go, tell us about some of your players. Mention as many names as you want. We know you have a strong offense. You got a good running game. So who's been leading the charge for you guys so far?
Our running back, Van Loop, is a big one. He's one that, we really try and focus our game around. But our quarterback, Nash Ray, he does a lot of things, both with his legs and with his arm. We've got Grant Patry as a tight end for us. He makes a lot of tackles for us on defense. Chandler Ingold and Aiden Hoops are both wide receivers that are really good and explosive on the outside. So with those guys, we're able to score in a lot of different ways, I think, offensively.
Well, that's great. We very much appreciate your time, especially to be able to come in on game day. You've got a big home game tonight against Garden Plain. We know they'll probably travel well. You'll have a good crowd. It should be a wonderful atmosphere. Good luck tonight and the rest of the way, guys. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate you having us on.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Don't get to talk a lot of Haven football.
Should we skip my birthday party tonight and just go up there for the game?
Do you want to?
It sounds like it'd be actually a lot of fun.
Okay.
I've been to Haven up a couple times. We ran some track up there.
It's not too far from where I live.
True. Yeah, I never played them in football,
but I
ran
them
in track.
If you want to go, I'll go.
I do want to go, but we're not going. I do want to go. I'd love to cheer against Garden Plain for another time. They wipe the floor with us pretty much every year.
That's one of the games I really have my eye on. We left a couple off of the Friday Five this week. I'm trying to think.
Did we? Who's we?
We at Channel 12.
You mentioned
12.
We, but it's you.
Yeah. I mean, I chose 7. I had someone kind of talk me through the final five that we ended up with. I remember one of the games we dropped. Oh, the other one, Pratt and Collegiate. Pratt and Collegiate's going to be a good one.
Interesting.
But Collegiate got smashed by Andale last week. Yeah. 48-7.
You're a big Andale guy.
47-8. And when you're coming off a loss that big in a game where you felt like you would be competitive and maybe should have been competitive, I can't, in good conscience,
No.
Put you in the Friday Five the next week. Agreed. Even though that kind of takes away from what Pratt's doing. Right? Pratt's 4-0.
You're handicapping Pratt at this point.
And I haven't, we haven't talked
we're
about
We're talking about him right now.
We haven't talked about Pratt in the Friday Five
We're
yet,
talking about him right now.
But we haven't in the Friday Five.
What's more important, now or the Friday Five?
Friday Five.
I think more people listen to this than read the Friday Five.
You think so?
I do.
Man, that sucks.
You're on both. What's it matter? You're getting both.
Kind of an equal. Well, I want people who listen to this show to be like, oh, Jeff's doing that too, and he wrote about the best high school games.
They should. Go check out on KWCH.
And catch a Kansas.
And catch a Kansas. Go check that out. Jeff wrote the Friday
Five. We
got
a lot of good videos in there. We got a lot of good written content. It's just an overall good piece. So Pratt Collegiate is one.
Right.
The other one, Wamego Bueller. Which was another tough one.
Where's
to
Wamego
leave off
at?
You know where Wamego is.
Never heard of that. And I'm a big Kansas guy.
You don't know where Wamego is?
No. I don't think you know where it is. You're Googling it.
What are you talking about?
You're not just telling me.
It's in Pottawatomie County. You don't know where Wamego is?
Where is Pottawatomie County?
You don't know.
At? You
honestly
don't know. You're Googling. I'm watching you do this.
You honestly don't know.
I honestly don't know.
It's the kind of the northern part of the state. Not quite over by Kansas City, but not far from that part of the state either. North and kind of north central,
yeah,
northeastern.
We know where that is now.
Part of the state.
Thank goodness you told us.
In Pottawatomie County.
Where's Bueller?
Bueller's over by Hutch.
That's fair. We played them in seventh grade football.
Let's talk more about Wamego. 4,841 people. Named obviously for the Pottawatomie Native American chief. Wamego.
Not good enough to have on the Friday Five, though.
And the first post office. That's when you know a city has really established itself, when you get a post office. When do you think Wamego got its first post office?
1982.
I
don't know.
What is wrong with you?
What is it?
You think Wamego has been a town for 40 years? Do you have any concept of time whatsoever?
I don't know if you're saying they've been less or more.
1866.
Well, that's before Wichita, so why would I have guessed that?
I don't know.
I don't know. Did you tell me it's a town before Wichita?
When was Wichita a town?
1870.
There you go.
There you go.
So kind of the same.
Did you see how fast I said that? I didn't have to Google anything. I had no idea where they were.
I have to Google stuff.
Yeah. You only know two things, Guardians and the Eagles.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, well, it makes it tough to and be your friend. And Shorzy.
Yeah, those are my three things.
It's tough to be your friend.
Wow.
I mean, I only have one thing in common with you of those three.
Shorzy.
Yeah.
Well, you can talk about anything. Talk about something right now.
I'll save it for another segment.
No, do it.
Anything?
Yeah. We got a couple minutes.
Do we?
Yeah.
Do you like Lebanese food?
It's all right. I've had it at your
Yeah, at dinner. The big dinner that's happening next weekend. I'm not talking about it, but the 12th and 13th, St. George next weekend. Max is just, he is not at all locked in right now.
What's going on, Max?
He is not here.
I'm here. Jeff knows stuff.
He's watching this
Jeff
KFC
one day,
menu.
Without looking at the keyboard, named every keyboard, everything on the keyboard in order.
Really?
All the letters.
You got them 100% right?
Yes.
I assumed everybody could do that.
I feel like I could get like 80%
even
right.
BWERTYUIOPASDFGHJKLZXCVBNM.
We got to go to Vegas and throw some money on like roulette or blackjack or something because you're in a different spectrum than us.
What does that mean?
You're different.
Who wouldn't know that? We type and we know where the letters are, right?
But the way you just rattled that off.
Yeah.
If I don't I'd have see to think it, about it. I go Q. Yeah. I'd have to like do it with my yeah. Q,
if
W,
I don't look
R,
at it, Jeff, I don't know what's
E.
Going.
I missed E already.
You want to know my mother's 26 character Wi-Fi password?
Was it that?
You want to know that my mother has been deceased now for 11 years. And I still remember her 26 code.
Was it what you just said?
No, it was 1C8BF1C2FBD77DD5654OFC9BAB.
We're going to Vegas.
How did she remember that?
We're going to Vegas.
She didn't, but I eventually did.
We
had it written down, and you know we were always connected. So
he's like Sheldon Cooper.
Yeah.
You want me to do it again, just memory. So?
He's as unfriendly.
Wow.
As Sheldon Cooper, but he's as warm as Sheldon Cooper.
He has an eidetic memory.
Yeah.
I kind of do.
About things
means.
That he cares about. Because he's like my cousin Mark, who I've now talked about twice. You guys purposefully forget things.
I don't know what that means.
You purposefully
I don't know if there's purpose behind
no,
it.
No, yeah, there's a fact.
I wish I had some kind of good memory, right? Like, Max showed me a person that apparently worked here not too long ago.
Yeah, you had no idea who that
no
was.
No idea.
No
not
idea.
Not a clue.
Not a clue. I recognized her. I don't even work here then.
I don't remember
I don't
the interviews
now.
That we've done on this show. Of people say, well, he was on the show. I have no recollection.
You live in the moment.
I try to. Do you have guilty pleasures as far as songs and music go?
Define a guilty pleasure on
something that
music.
Max says it's one is too ashamed to admit to.
Yeah,
life.
Like say,
oh, yeah,
I had friends back in the 70s, Led Zeppelin, Yes, and then say, well, what's this Bread CD doing? Well, in case I have a date, you know.
Yeah. I got some of that, yeah.
Well, like what?
Selena.
Why would that be a guilty pleasure? She's a global icon.
That's just the first one. I love El Chico en Apartamento Cinco Doce. El Chico en Apartamento Cinco Doce. That's all I know of the whole song. It's all in Spanish.
She's a good one.
Yeah.
Is that it?
I mean, I'd argue my favorite artist of all time would be meet that definition.
And?
Owl City.
Owl City.
Yeah. Favorite artist of all time?
Nothing wrong with Owl City.
Yeah, but I mean, like a guy that looks like me, like an Owl City. Of course, I went to an Owl City concert last year with my wife, and there was all sorts of people there.
What is, okay.
Fireflies.
They're a little indie-ish.
Yeah, it's indie. It's indie pop. Speaking of indie pop. Not Nigerian pop or whatever.
Nigerian R&B.
Yeah, it wasn't that.
Afro pop.
It wasn't that.
Did you know, what was I about to say? My guilty pleasures. Oh, you know I don't have any of those.
You like too much music.
I very proudly made a show tunes playlist.
Too much Hamilton.
About 500 deep.
Too much Hamilton, not enough Fiddler.
Then put some. Then tell me the Fiddler songs to put on it.
What Fiddler songs are on there now?
I'll tell you.
Sunrise, Sunset?
If it's not, that's insane.
That would be insane.
I don't, you know, L'chaim? I don't miss.
L'chaim?
Can you let me at least
pull L'chaim? Up the play? I just hit that.
You're not going to do that anymore.
Okay.
Show.
One more
or,
time.
Guess what? No Call Friday.
L'chaim?
I don't want it. Where's my show tunes playlist?
I don't know. You got too many playlists. You got too many playlists. He spends too much time building playlists.
Showy show tunes. There it is. Let's look for Fiddler.
Give me the Fiddlers.
If I Were a Rich Man.
Sure.
Matchmaker, Matchmaker.
Sure.
Tradition.
Obviously.
Sunrise, sunset.
Okay.
Now I have everything.
No L'chaim.
Well, how do you spell that? I'll put it on.
I don't know how you spell. Or the Frumacera song is, what's that called?
Why are you so big into,
it's my favorite musical.
But why are you so big into it is what I'm asking.
I just grew up enjoying it. I was in the show. Frumacera, what's that one called? Hold on, I got it right here. Not Sabbath Prayer. Tevye's Dream? You don't have Tevye's Dream on there?
That's not in the original Broadway cast recording.
Yeah, 100% is, because I'm looking right at it. Oh, wait, Broadway, you said? It should be, because that's a big part of the entire...
Well, I'm just
telling
you.
It's a plot point. It's a plot point.
Just telling you it's not.
It's a plot point, so it definitely
here's
is.
The 2016 Broadway cast recording.
Tevye's Dream
Sabbath
on there?
Sabbath Prayer to Life, Miracle of Miracles.
To Life, that's L'chaim, to Life.
To Life, okay, I'll put that on. I got no problem with putting these songs
on. Do Tevye's Dream.
Hold on, I will.
With Frumacera. What do you know about Frumacera? Who's she married to?
John.
Laser Wolf. Golly. The Butcher Laser Wolf? Come on.
So we discussed that I'm insanely nervous about the Guardians beginning the postseason tomorrow.
What do I think about the Royals?
You can't name a Royals player. But you claimed that I saw your little Facebook. That was so weak.
You angered it.
I did. You know why?
Why?
Because you're not a Royals fan.
I'm a Royals fan. I'm a casual Royals fan.
If someone grounds out to third base, how do you score that?
They ground out to third base,
yeah.
It would be 5-3. Yeah.
Did someone ever teach you to keep score?
No, but I looked into it recently because I knew you'd probably ask at some point.
Really?
I thought about
Is
it.
Is that really why?
Yeah, I thought about it.
That's impressive.
I finally memorized the
well,
positions.
Well, go. Let's hear it.
Pitcher's one, catcher's two, first is three, second's four, third, you skip shortstop, third is five.
There you go around the...
Six is shortstop, then 7, 8, 9, respectively, left, center, right.
That's why I don't like when people are like listening lineups and they go catcher, first, second, short, third. I hate that.
You don't like that?
You can't do that.
Short's a made-up position.
I know that he's next to the second baseman.
Short's a made-up position.
But it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 5.
Right.
You can't do that.
Right.
You absolutely cannot do that.
Can't do that.
So how are you feeling?
Royals, you know, as a casual Royals fan, look, I'm not the biggest Royals fan. If you ask me who I support,
okay, I'm going to give you a...
And I went to game 4 of the 2015 World
Series. Here's how I like to break things down.
In New York City.
Here's how I like to break things down. I give you 100 points to use on your Chiefs support and on your Royals support. I give you 100 marbles.
Okay.
Right?
90-10.
Divide those marbles.
90-10.
90 with the Chiefs?
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Yeah. Listen. I don't have time anymore in my life to do anything sport related. My wife... If she's listening, I love her. Doesn't care about sports. My kid's
That's
too young
problem.
To know what sports are. I get very little sport time in my life. I focus on the Chiefs. The rest just kind of goes by the wayside.
Ask me mine.
I'm sure it's 100 Guardians.
Is it?
What other? Oh, it's probably like 99 Guardians, 1 Pacers.
I don't know.
Well, half a Pacers?
I don't know.
Well, okay, what's
I'm
yours?
Asking.
Should we talk our favorite number ratios?
I got at least one with the Nashville Predators. Okay.
Let's talk our favorite number ratios. We did that last night via text. You were startled by it.
Yeah, yours were weird.
Mine are fine.
I got one marble with the Nashville Predators.
Okay, how many with the Pacers?
The Pacers, they have a lot.
Define a lot.
10? I like the Pacers a lot. They have 23.
Okay, so we got 24 accounted
and
for.
And the Guardians have 76. Five.
Okay, we're missing one. We're missing one.
Maybe Shocker Basketball has one. Maybe.
Can you use marbles in pro versus amateur? It's college?
Yeah.
Well, even though it's arguably
it's your
not.
Sports support, right?
Well, okay. But you only gave me for Royals Chiefs. You didn't give me my whole
Okay,
gambit.
Then do your whole 100 marbles.
Is this what people want to hear?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
People are thinking about their 100 marbles right now. Where would they divide theirs? Well, I'll ask Max in a minute, even though he's not listening.
To Oklahoma City Thunder. he's not paying attention. He's reading the menu of KFC. To Oklahoma City Thunder.
Okay.
That's... To No, there's too many. I can't.
You got to do it. I did it. I put one with
well,
the Nashville.
But I mean, like you have like Oklahoma State football.
You know
Oklahoma
how
State
many Nashville
basketball.
Predators
I have Syracuse,
players I can name?
I have More than I can name on the Capitals, I can tell you that much.
Are you a Capitals guy?
There's one marble.
Ovechkin.
Well, yeah, that's the one.
But I got Roman Josi. I got Steven Stamkos. I got Ryan O'Reilly.
I could name more
Shorzy. I got Philip Forsberg.
I could name more Sudbury Bulldogs than I could any NHL team.
That's fair. Yeah. Shorzy's so good.
Just calm down. Settle down.
But those are my marbles. You have all those marbles? There's no way you have a marble with Syracuse football.
Yeah, there's a marble.
There's no marble.
There's a marble.
There's no way.
They're playing UNLV tonight. Suck it.
You can't say that on the radio.
I did. It came out.
I don't think you have a marble with Syracuse football. Do you know who their quarterback is?
No, I have no idea.
He's a transfer from Ohio State. Everyone knows who their quarterback is.
I don't have time.
It's Kyle McCord.
I don't have time.
Zero marbles.
One marble.
With Syracuse football.
One marble.
No.
I won't watch tonight.
Oklahoma State, how many marbles?
Two? Three? Football? Are we talking football? Three? I can name the quarterback.
I don't think I could.
I can name the quarterback and the running back and the like top receiver.
Max, where do your marbles go?
I can name a lot of Boston Bruins.
You have 100 marbles.
Are you
split.
A Boston Bruins fan, or you can just name a
yes,
bunch of them?
Yeah, okay. Well,
you did go to Boston University.
You know, once they got rid of Don Cherry and McNabb and Park left, but I know most of the team now.
So you got 100 marbles, split them between the teams that you like.
Are you a Patriots fan?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of them's going to be Patriots, right?
You like the Celtics?
Not since McHale left.
Red Sox?
The NBA is unwatchable.
Okay,
for me.
Red Sox?
That's not true.
I left the Red Sox once they blew the 14-game lead against the Yankees, and I tortured a guy from New York the entire summer. You know,
same.
It was painful.
I also did that.
Why would you do that?
They were up 8.5 games late in August, for God's sakes.
If you torture me and the Tigers beat the Guardians, oh, my God.
He got me back at the end.
You're a man of principle, though. You have spine.
What does that mean?
You have spine. You backbone.
I couldn't name anybody.
But what's the context of that?
You have loyalty.
I try to.
You have principle.
I try to.
You try. You may be a frustrating human to be friends with, but you have principle.
You've said that now a couple times that I'm easy to be friends with.
I'm just citing our recent text conversations.
It was tough yesterday.
You've been real upset. I know you have a lot going on with the Guardians yesterday. In October. We get it.
It's a big month.
You're very nervous about Detroit. I get it.
I'm not nervous about Detroit.
I'm nervous
about the outcome of the series.
The same thing. You're saying the same thing.
They could be playing anybody.
These two pictures are the same thing. And you got a lot of nervous injury in your energy in your texts. And I'm tired of it.
You are?
I'm tired of it.
Well, it's gonna keep
you're just
happening.
Frustrated. You're gonna go tonight, you're gonna get hammered at my birthday party, you're gonna yell at all these people, all my friends, that I'm David's best friend, and you're gonna just do this whole thing, and no one's gonna be friends
that
to me
is
anymore.
Character assassination.
If
right
Jeff
there.
Gets hammered, you are to video this
I
and
will.
Send it here.
That is
and you can guarantee I won't be sending any videos because he won't touch drop tonight.
I don't see Jeff.
Yeah, no shot.
Hammered, ever.
He promised me a beer once at Side Pockets, but we never got it.
I don't drink beer.
You promised me a drink once at Side Pockets, but it iced. It was too snowy.
Yeah, we didn't go to Side Pockets.
Yeah, it was too icy out.
I don't. Yeah.
Actually, that was mostly my wife wanted to get back home because it was too icy out.
You're welcome. I went and had four screwdrivers.
No, that's a lie.
It was a fun time.
That is a lie.
Drove home. It was fantastic.
That's a lie.
Let's take a break. We'll come back. We got some games to play.
Got some games.
Hour number two is going to be festive and fun. Joanna Chadwick's going to join us. To talk a little more high school football. We get to talk to her about that team that hasn't allowed a point all year.
Whoa.
There he is. Stay with us. Hour number two of Bob and Jeff, KFH.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.